们该在主里面欢迎我们的弟兄。
And we welcome our brother in the Lord.
接受他真的回到爱的家里。
To welcome him back to the household of love.
我们为他的姊妹祷告。
Let us pray for his wife.
为这个家来祷告。
Pray for his family.
那天碰到我们的弟兄，他讲说他这个礼拜所流的泪比他一生所流的还要多。
And what I shared with him a few days ago, he told me the tears he shed this week is more than he has shed in his entire life.
是主亲自来拯救了他。
Because the Lord personally came to deliver him.
爱救了他。
The love of the Lord has lifted him.
爱也救我们每一个人。
And this love will also save each one of us.
我们实在看见，当人走到尽头的时候。
And you truly see when a man has come to his end.
也就是神的起头。
And that's the time for God to start His work.
什么时候我们向主说我错了？
Whenever we confess to the Lord that I was wrong,
圣灵就降在我们的身上。
That's the time Holy Spirit can come upon us.
神就伸爱手来拯救我们。
And God will stretch out His hand and lift us up.
我们感谢主，今天圣灵仍然在做工。
We thank the Lord for the Holy Spirit still working today.
我们的主仍然在宝座上。
For our Lord is sitting on the throne.
叫我们敬畏他。
So that we will have fear toward him.
我们里面有爱他。
And on the other hand, we have love for him.
我们真的继续为着我们弟兄祷告。
Let us remember our brother in our prayer.
早上我们一同来读一处的圣经。
Let us read a few passages together.
在路加福音第八章。
It's in the Luke chapter 8.
请我们从四十节读到第四十二节。
Let's read from verse 40 to 42.
请我们一起来读。
Let's read them together.
耶稣回来的时候，众人迎接他，因为他们都等候他。管会堂的名叫雅鲁，来俯伏在耶稣脚前，求耶稣到他家里去，因他有一个独生女儿，约有十二岁，快要死了。耶稣去的时候，众人拥挤他。那这一个管会堂的。
Here you have this man in charge of synagogue.
他有一个最宝贝的独生女儿。
He had this one and only daughter.
但是这个女儿生病。
Who was healed.
快要死了。
And she was about to die.
这个父亲爱女儿，他可以做任何事情为她，盼望她能够得着拯救。
And this father who loved his daughter very much was willing to do anything to save her life.
管会堂的是一个犹太人的会堂。
And that he was the ruler of the Jewish synagogue.
里面许多文士，许多法利赛人。
There are many scribes, many Pharisees.
这些人是最反对耶稣的。
And they were the group of people who opposed Jesus the most.
这个管会堂的，他知道只有到耶稣那里能够得着拯救。
Therefore, this ruler of the synagogue knew he could only go to Jesus for help.
他宁可放下他在世界上的身份和地位。
By doing so, he has to be willing to give up his position.
宁可得罪这些文士和法利赛人。
He had to take the chance that he will offend his co-workers.
他去求耶稣。
He would go and ask help from Jesus.
他要到耶稣那里去。
He went to Jesus for help.
求耶稣到他家里。
He asked Jesus to go to his house.
他实在知道只有耶稣能够拯救他。
Knowing that Jesus was the only one who could save him.
在主耶稣要往他家去的路上。
And on the way to his house.
中间有一段，我们上个主日在这里和弟兄姊妹交通。
And we shared that what happened in between on his way to his house.
一个血漏的妇人。
There was a woman who had a bleeding issue.
她血漏用尽他所有的找医生，没有办法得着医治。
And that bleeding problem has caused her life saving.
后来他摸着主耶稣基督衣裳的穗。
Until finally she stretched out and touched the cloak of Jesus.
他的血漏止住了。
And her bleeding stopped immediately.
他得着了医治。
She was healed.
主叫他起来做见证。
And the Lord asked her to get up and testify.
血漏讲到所有生命的流失。
Bleeding talks about the things that cause us to lose our spiritual life.
但是当我们摸着了主。
But whenever we touch Jesus.
当我们转向主。
When we turn our hearts toward the Lord.
我们里面所有的光景要被主来改变。
And all our inner condition will be changed by the Lord.
我们在下面一起来读，从四十九节读到第五十六节。
Let's read on from 49 to 56.
还说话的时候，有人从管会堂的家里来说，你的女儿死了，不要劳动夫子。耶稣听见就对他说，不要怕，只要信，你的女儿就必得救。耶稣到了他的家，除了彼得、约翰、雅各 和女儿的父母不许别人同她进去。众人都为这女儿哀哭捶胸。耶稣说，不要哭，她不是死了，是睡着了。他们晓得女儿已经死了，就耻笑耶稣。耶稣拉着她的手呼叫说，女儿起来吧，她的灵魂便回来。她就立刻起来，耶稣吩咐给她东西吃。她的父母惊奇得很，耶稣嘱咐他们不要把所做的事告诉人。中间插入了这个血漏妇人的事情。
And before this happened, the things regarding the bleeding woman occurred.
原本她的女儿是快要死了。
It was a time that his daughter was about to die.
她还有盼望。
He still had hope when she was completely, if she was not dead.
她来求耶稣。
So she came to Jesus for help.
但是主耶稣好像为着这个血漏的妇人耽搁了。
But because that woman had a bleeding problem, Jesus stopped.
还说话的时候，有人从管会堂的家里来说，你的女儿死了。
And therefore, when Jesus was still speaking, someone came from the house of Jairus and said, your daughter is dead.
好像到了死亡，就所有都绝望了。
When we come to death, everything stopped.
再也没有盼望了。
There's no more hope for us.
你不要再劳动夫子。
So don't bother to ask the teacher to come to your house.
弟兄姊妹，我们讲到许多主耶稣基督所做的事情。
Many things we talk about is done by Jesus.
我们所看见的不只是一个神迹奇事。
We're not here just to see what miracle had happened then.
那个血漏的妇人。
The woman with the bleeding problem.
不是只是她一个病得到了医治。
She was not just a woman whose sickness was cured.
来说到所有我们神的儿女。
But it talks about all our conditions.
我们血漏，我们漏失生命的情形必须要止住。
We all have the same problem of losing life.
今天这个管会堂的，她的女儿死了。
And that day, the daughter of the synagogue ruler, his daughter was dead.
他好像遇到了一个最绝望的光景。
It's like he had come to a condition that's completely hopeless.
所有的盼望都失去了。
All his hope was gone.
我们是不是有些环境，我们觉得所有的盼望都失去了
？When we run into a situation, we feel in that situation, I have lost all my hope.
看看四围的环境，我们真的绝望了。
You look around, you feel there's out of method.
好像遇到了一个死。
It's like we have encountered death in my condition.
这个是没有任何的希望了。
There's no hope anymore.
另外一点，有的时候，当我们遇见一个极大的失败。
Sometimes we encounter a great failure.
有些人跌倒了。
Some people may just fall.
犯罪了。
Some sinned.
他们也许自己都觉得说我没有任何的希望了。
They sin to the extent they feel they have no hope anymore.
我还可能回到神的面前吗
？They doubt if they could ever return to God.
我还可能被别人接受吗
？Am I going to be accepted by others?
也许在我们的里面有一个最大的绝望。
And there was the greatest disappointment and hopelessness in our hearts.
也有许多的时候里面有一个最大的软弱。
And many times we may have this great weakness within us.
但是没有力量能够站起来。
And we feel we are out of strength to stand up again.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
多少时候在人生的路上我们好像遇到了一个死亡的尽头
Many times we encounter death on our way
看不见曙光
In that we don't see any hope or light
然后这就是我们的一个光景
And that is our condition many times
在这边雅鲁他的女儿死了
Here the daughter Jairus died
人都说不要再劳动夫子了
And there were people around him told him, don't bother the teacher anymore.
没有任何盼望了。
Because you're out of hope in this case.
是不是有时候我们觉得祷告，我们觉得还可以祷告吗？
Do you feel sometimes you're in a situation you wonder, can I still pray?
我们还有盼望之后，我们祷告。
We will pray when we feel there's a hope.
当我们真正绝望了，你觉得我还能祷告吗？
But what if we feel completely hopeless? Do you still bother to pray?
不要劳动夫子了。
Dear people advise him, don't bother the teacher anymore.
但是耶稣听见。
But Jesus heard that comment.
告诉他说，不要怕。只要信。
Jesus said, "Don't be afraid, just believe."
不要怕，只要信。
Don't be afraid, just believe.
这个信心是必须经过试验的。
Our faith has to be tested.
今天雅鲁所遇见的死亡是一个最大的试验。
To Jairus, the greatest test was death of his daughter.
遇到一个绝对的绝望。
There was absolutely no hope for him.
但是主耶稣说不要怕。
But Jesus said, "Do not be afraid."
只要信。
Just believe.
主耶稣他来到这个家里面。
Therefore, he came to, went to his house.
这众人为这女儿哀哭捶胸。
Yes, many people were wailing and mourning for her.
众人都知道这个女儿是死了。
Because all the people there knew she was dead.
没有盼望了。
There was no hope anymore.
但是主耶稣说不要哭，她不是死了，是睡着了。
But Jesus said, stop wailing, she's not dead, but asleep.
大家开始耻笑耶稣。
They laughed at him.
你是不是头脑有点问题？
Thought he was crazy.
他明明是死了。
She was indeed dead.
耶稣拉着他的手。
But Jesus took her by the hand and said,
呼叫说，女儿起来吧。
My child, get up.
女儿起来吧。
My child, get up.
她的灵魂便回来。
Her spirit returned.
她就立刻起来。
And at once,She stood up.
耶稣吩咐给她东西吃。
And Jesus told them to give her something to eat.
我们再读一处圣经，约翰福音第五章第二十五节。
Let's read another passage at the end, John 5:25.
我实实在在的告诉你们，时候将到，现在就是了。死人要听见神儿子的声音，听见的人就要活了。时候要到，现在就是了。
A time is coming and has now come.
死人要听见神儿子的声音。
When the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God.
听见的人就活了。
And those who hear will live.
无论我们现在在什么样的光景。
But doesn't matter in what situation we may be.
今天重点是只要听见神儿子的声音。
The point is that we have to hear the voice of the Son of God.
他要伸手海中来拯救我们。
He wants to stretch out his hand and lift us up.
他能够变死亡为生命。
He can turn death to life.
今天我们真的相信我们的主仍然坐在宝座上。
We truly believe that our Lord is still sitting on the throne today.
因为我们立根弟兄在这里能够做见证。
The very fact that our brother was here to give his testimony.
说到我们的主仍然坐在宝座上。
It tells us that our Lord is still sitting on the throne.
因为圣灵仍然在运行。
The Holy Spirit is still moving mightily.
不在于我们的光景。
It's not up to our condition.
神要伸手海中来拯救我们。
But it's up to God who stretch out his hand and look.
什么时候我们远离了平安之岸
？Whenever you feel that you're far away from the peaceful shore，
我们觉得无助
；You feel helpless，
我们觉得绝望
；You feel hopeless。
但是今天是神，他亲自要来拯救。
It is God who wants to save。
当我和弟兄一起祷告
，When I prayed with my brother，
圣灵在他的身上
，I could tell the Holy Spirit was upon him。
圣灵要来改变他
，The Holy Spirit wants to change him。
神要得着他成为主的见证人。
God wants to use him as his testimony。
是的，今天无论我们可以怎么样的软弱
，Yes， we may be very weak。
但是只要我们向主说，主，我错了。
As long as we confess to him, the Lord, I was wrong.
主的拯救一直在这里。
His salvation is always here for us.
这个女儿她是死了。
That daughter of Jairus died.
主告诉她说，不要怕，只要信。
But Jesus said, do not be afraid, just believe.
从我们一得救开始。
Ever since we're saved.
是因着信我们得了救。
We were saved by faith.
本乎恩也因着信。
It was through God's grace, but also by faith.
但是在我们一生的路上。
And on our way after that.
我们信主了。
We believe in the Lord.
但是多少时候我们软弱。
Many times we may fall into our weakness.
我们远离神。
We depart from Him.
我们离开了神的家。
We are far away from the house of God.
但是主叫我们一次一次的呼召回来。
But time after time, Jesus calls us home.
他叫我们起来。
He said, get up.
叫我们来跟随他
said, Come follow me.
叫我们凭着信我们来走每一天的道路
By faith, follow him and take every step of the way.
这个信是神儿子的信
And that faith is the faith of the Son of God.
Hallelujah, 叫我们因着神儿子的信我们能够活着
Hallelujah, we live by the faith of the Son of God.
我们都要说靠着我们自己什么都不能做
We agree, yes, I can do nothing on my own.
但是靠着那加给我们力量的我们凡事都能做、
so I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
在所有的绝望中
In my all disparity,
弟兄姊妹，我们要心回转到主的面前。
As well as we turn our heart toward Him.
当我们真回转，我们的神他是说话的。
When we truly turn toward Him, He's the God who speaks.
听见了神儿子的声音。
When we hear the voice of the Son of God,
我们就要活过来。
We will live.
我们的神向利根说话。
And our God spoke to our brother Chan.
向他显现。
Appeared toward him.
我记得那天在电话上，他说他感觉是一个惧怕。
And he shared with me on the phone the other day. He said, "I sense this all toward God."
我们的神是可畏的神。
Because our God is an awesome God.
但他另外一点又觉得里面充满了主的爱。
But on the other hand, he said, "I feel by the love of God."
哦，这是何等奇妙的经历
！What a marvelous experience!
一面我们来到主面前，我们里面觉得那样的敬畏。
When we come to God, on one hand, we have this fear inside.
但是另外一面，我们又欢喜快乐。
But on the other hand, we can rejoice greatly.
我们可以向前以嘴来亲子。
We can come forward and kiss the Son of God.
他就是我们最亲爱的救主。
He is our dearest Savior.
无论在什么光景
，Doesn't matter what kind of condition we may be in.
无论是什么样的遭遇。
Or what kind of encountering we have?
他永远张开他的怀抱来吸引我们。
He always open wide his loving arms to welcome us.
他要我们回家。
He wants us to come home.
这曾经有一个父亲，他有一个宝贝的儿子。
There was this father who had this he cherished this son very much.
这个儿子非常的背叛。
But this son was quite rebellious.
后来这儿子到一个地步他就离家出走了。
To the point he decided to leave home.
到外面去流荡。
He ran away and he was wandering outside.
他遇到了许多的难处。
He encountered many difficulties.
环境给他许多的打击。
And he experienced a lot of struggles and blows.
到一个时候。
To a point.
他说我要回家了。
He decided to go home.
当他回到家里发现那门是开着没有 关好
and when he returned home he noticed the door was cracked open
他就跑进去
so he opened the door and went in
时间已经是很晚了
it was very late when he returned
结果他父亲就坐在沙发上
he saw his father sitting on the sofa still
他不晓得怎么来面对他的父亲
and he didn't know how to start a conversation
离家出走了这么长的一段日子
because he had been gone for such a long time
他就说晚上怎么门也不关好
So he made a comment says, How come at this hour you don't even shut the door tight?
他的父亲告诉他
And his father told him
我儿啊
My son
从你离开家以后
Ever since you left the house
我们家的门从来没有关过
I never closed our door
弟兄姊妹今天我们无论我们可能离神多远
Yeah, but brother and sister It doesn't matter how far we are away from God today
神的家的门永远没有关起来
The door of the house of God never shut.
我们的父神永远在那里等候我们回来。
And our Father God always waits for us to return.
他要来拯救我们。
He wants to save us.
伸手海中救了我们。
He will stretch out his hand and lift us up.
是当我们唱这样的诗歌。
When we sing a song like that.
盼望到最后我们所唱的。是赞美忠诚和服侍为主是配
Be our prayer that will say All my service and my faithfulness belong to the Lord May him be worthy
我们都是被找回来的人
Because we have been all sought back by God
我们都是主所拯救的人
We have been rescued by him
我们理当把自己来归给他
And it's just natural and reasonable for us to offer ourselves to him
无论我们经过了多少的死亡但是我们的主叫我们只要信不要怕
And no matter how many death we may encounter The Lord said, "Do not be afraid; just believe."
多少时候我们听见神儿子的声音说起来
？Many times we hear the voice of the Son of God says, "Get up."
女儿起来吧。
Get up, daughter.
哦，我们得着了力量。
And then we'll be strengthened.
直到今天，我们还在侍奉主。
And even till today, we are able to serve the Lord.
直到今天，我们还在跟随主。
And we're still following Him.
哦，我们里面只有感谢。
We can only give Him thanks for what happened.
是因为神爱我们。
It's all because He loves us.
我们都要说赞美、忠诚和服侍。
We'll say praise and service and faithfulness.
为主是配。
To Him belong.
只有他配得我们的赞美。
Only He is worthy of our praise.
配得我们的一生来侍奉他。
And so let us serve him all the days of our lives.
我们再来唱这首诗歌。
Let's sing the song one more time.
诗歌105首。
105.
而我们唱的时候，我们带着一个感恩的心
，with a thankful heart，
我们带着一个信心
，with our faith，
我们带着一个奉献的心
，with a heart to give ourselves to Him，
把我们自己都交在主的手里
，let's trust ourselves in His hands。
好吧，我们站起来
，let's stand up and sing it。
我曾深沉醉海中，愿你平安之安。无悔众人堕落身，永远沉沦我王。但是沧海枕着在，问他绝望不算，伸手快拯救了我，我心安全，爱救了我，爱救了我。旁边的弟兄姊妹说：“爱救了我。”
Tell people around you, love lifted me up.
爱也救了你。
Love also lifted you.
哈利路亚，爱救了我们每一个人。
Love has lifted every one of us. 哈利路亚。
我们再从第二节唱。
Let's sing from verse 2 and on.
绝望灵魂尽仰望，主的完全拯救，爱来即刻来救我，
阿罗的恩并未，
一生茫海真的心，本浪被丢无边。Yeah.